My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Sally K. Shar, S-A-L-L-Y, middle initial K, last name S-C-H-A-A-R. This was recorded on October 12, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity, and the aging process, period. Cardiorenal syndrome, secondary to AFib and CHF also play a role, period, as well, comma, as well as hyperuricemia with elevated uric acid levels, period. The recent kidney functions have improved significantly since her hospitalization. With a BUN of 55 from 53, creatinine of 1.4 from 2.64, and a GFR of 37 from 18, period. There is no evidence of proteinuria with urine albumin, the creatinine ratio of only 6 milligrams, and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 13 milligrams, period. The patient is currently taking cefuvoxime, C-E-F-U-V-O-X-I-M-E, for urinary tract infection, which she developed after recent indwelling Foley catheter at the hospital, period. She denies any urinary symptoms. We reinforced the recommended plant-based diet, which she is adhering to, as well as decreased fluid and sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours in the diet, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 7.6. She is currently taking allopurinol 100 milligrams, one tablet daily. We will repeat the level. If it is still elevated, we may consider increasing the allopurinol to 2 tablets of 100 milligrams daily. We reinforced a low purine diet, and she verbalizes understanding. Next line, vitamin D deficiency with a vitamin D level of 15. We will order vitamin D 125 as well as vitamin D 25. Her PTH is elevated at 147. We will order mineral bone disease labs for further evaluation, period. We started her on vitamin D 35,000 units, one tablet daily. And we will reassess if there is continued elevation in the PTH. We may consider starting her on either calcitriol, C-A-L-C-I-T-R-I-O-L, or Sensipar, depending on the results of the upcoming visit, the results of the labs in the next visit, period. Next Lyme, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has remained very well controlled with an A1C of 6.4%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, atrial fibrillation on Xarelto. Next line, CHF. She follows with her cardiologist. Continue low sodium and low fluid in the diet. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is well controlled with blood pressure of 118 over 53 on the current regimen. Next line, obesity. We are unable to determine her BMI since she is wheelchair dependent, but continue following the recommended diet, which she has done a tremendous job of adherence to. Next line, GERD, GERD. She is status quo stretching of her esophagus and was placed on protonics by GI Dr. PJ Patel. Next line, pruritus, PRURITIS. She reports generalized itching in her back, arms, and stomach. And she also reports a red spot and a red painful spot in her right buttock. We recommend follow up with her PCP as well as a dermatologist for further evaluation. Period. She has an upcoming appointment next week with her PCP. Next line, osteoarthritis. Stable. She is aware that she must refrain from using NSAIDs for pain. This is managed by her PCP, Dr. Lozano, Lozano, in Lake Wales. Next line, angina pectoris, managed by Dr. Alexandra Joseph, her cardiologist. Next line, the patient's renal ultrasound, dated 9/2/22, revealed a 1.4 by 1.2 centimeter hypoechoic lesion off the left kidney, which cannot definitively shown to represent a benign cyst. We will repeat the renal ultrasound in a year for follow-up. There are also evidence of multiple bilateral benign renal cysts, which are not significant at this point since the patient's kidney functions have improved and the blood pressure is stable. The rest of the ultrasound was unremarkable for the patient. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and